And are the results of our action that are determined both by our past karma as well as the present? Can we say our decision is good or bad based on the results that we get? Yeah, see, there is the equation. Karma plus daiva plus kala leads to phala. Karma is, say, like a farmer is plowing the land. So plowing the land is karma. Rains coming on time is daiva. Kala is the passage of time, changing of seasons. And phala is the harvesting. Harvest that comes. So now, our bhagavad is karma nivadika. Just do your duty. That means that just focus on doing what is appropriate, what is necessary. By doing that, sometimes don't be attached to results. So what's the question? Not sometimes. Don't be attached to results. Just do your duty. Sometimes while doing your duty itself, it's not so many the results that they come or don't come. It's just the realization. That's not what I'm meant for. It will ruin compatibility. Too much conflict. Too much indecision. Sometimes they, sometimes somebody who's of artistic brain goes into engineering career. And they realize that they're not made for this. So they may still be successful as an engineer in terms of they have a job, they have a career, they have a salary. But they think it's not the best course for me. So it's not just so much results in terms of the external achievement. It's all in terms of, you know, external achievement, internal fulfillment, overall compatibility. All that combined together is what determines whether the decision is right or not. We have to maturely think and decide, not just because the result has come, so it's the right decision. No, it's based on overall fulfillment and achievement combined together.